Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mila, sitting in for today and the rest of the week. The phone number, 888-455-1360. Okay, I just tossed out the concept that we're going to need, in our politics, what we need in Washington, local government, state government, our federal government. What we need is the common individual. We need common sense. We need someone who is dedicated to making the right decision, even when that is a very difficult decision. We need someone who is not someone's, okay? We need many people that are not dedicated or obligated to any specific special interest group. And that means individuals that will run a campaign on very little money. We need individuals that are going to come to us and say, listen, I got to be honest with you. When I was a kid, I got drunk, and me and my buddies, we did some really stupid stuff. Yeah, maybe I smoked a little weed. Maybe I did this. But I have grown up now, and the mistakes I made in my youth, I've learned from, and I realize where I am wrong, and I realize what this country needs to go forward. And we're going to need, as a society, to say, okay, yeah, your halo has some dents and scratches in it. Your closet, yeah, there's a couple bones rattling around in there. But you have come forward. You have admitted to what you're doing. You have said, this was wrong. I don't live my life this way again. I am moving forward. I've matured. I am now a responsible adult. And here is my platform for leading this nation. We got to accept people like that. We have to encourage people like that. We got to get those people in office. These self-interested, power-hungry, money-grubbing individuals that are controlling our politics are killing this country. And I don't mean just the divide among ideology of liberal and conservative, Democrat and Republican. I'm talking about the core of their being, their integrity. This is what's destroying us. We have Congress full of dirtbags on both sides of the aisle, male and female. And some you're not really sure what they are. So here's what I'm talking about when it comes to integrity. And now I'm going to pick on the President of the United States. There's a story that is in the dailycaller.com that Snoop Dogg has come out in an interview and said that he smoked weed in the White House bathroom. Let me say that again. Snoop Dogg, which I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, has a bit of a criminal background. Snoop Dogg smoked pot in a White House bathroom. Snoop hosted Jimmy Kimmel as a guest on his internet talk show. You call that if you want. Double G News Network, yo. He told Kimmel about the time that he smoked weed in the White House. Now, the decision comes in, is he telling the truth or is he just, pardon the pun, blowing smoke? Let's say he's telling the truth, okay? He says, I was in the bathroom, Snoop explained. Not in the White House, but in the bathroom. Well, I'm sorry, the White House, it's not an outhouse out in the Rose Garden, it's inside. Snoop last visited the White House December of 2013 during the Kennedy Center Awards. Okay. Here's what I'm talking about as far as integrity is concerned. I want you to think about something for a moment. Now, if you use pot, you're probably not going to identify with my thinking here. Maybe you will. I don't know. Let's find out. Let's say you're having an important party at your home. And your children are going to be there somewhere. You know, they're going to be running around the house. But this is a very important party. This is something where maybe it's an anniversary party for your parents, or it's a birthday party for a friend of yours who is a decorated veteran. But it's an important event. It's not just goofing around. It's, you know, you're stepping up. You're bringing out the really good paper plates and those red Solo cups. You know what I'm saying? You're bringing out the good stuff. And you find out that one of your guests, a popular individual, someone that everybody likes, that he was in your bathroom blazing away. how would you react? What would you say? And for those of you that may not be familiar with the giggleweed, it has a very distinctive smell. You know when somebody's fired up in your house, and you can smell it, and it is distinctive. So let's go back to Snoop apparently smoking weed in the White House. First of all, was he left unaccompanied? Did he have free range to walk around the White House without some type of, I don't know, chaperone? As far as I know, Snoop Dogg is not exactly the kind of character that I would want running around my house unaccompanied. Now, I don't think he's going to steal anything. I don't think he's going to break anything, but I sure do wonder if he's going to blaze up in my house, which I don't want. Second of all, even if he was able to sneak away for a while, where in the White House can you go to a bathroom and smoke weed and it not be detected? How does that happen? Is it possible? And lastly, President Obama, you just got news that one of your guests that you invited to your home, to the White House, it's the people's house. This is our residence. One of the guests that you allowed to come in just smoked weed in the bathroom. Correct me if I'm wrong, but in Washington, D.C., it is still illegal to smoke weed, to have it, to sell it, etc., etc. So you're the president of the United States, Mr. Obama, and you've just found out Snoop Dogg was blazing away. What do you do? Pop quiz, hotshot, what do you do? Well, my first reaction would be to issue a statement, not make a big deal out of it. Get your press secretary at the end of a conference with the press to say, oh, one last thing, by the way, after we've covered the Ukraine, after we've covered the issue with Israel, after we've talked about the border crisis, after we made the acknowledgement that the president has lied about all this kind of stuff and he'll be soon stepping down. What? I'm sorry. Wishful thinking there for a moment. After you've talked about the heavy stuff, then you issue a statement. By the way, before you leave, we have an announcement to make. It has come to our attention that the artist known as Snoop Dogg, has made the claim that he smoked marijuana in the White House. Regardless of whether or not it actually happened or did not happen, we have to go on the assumption that it did. Therefore, Snoop Dogg is no longer welcome at the White House. We, the people, the presidential family, and the President of the United States will not tolerate illegal and disrespectful behavior in the White House. Don't you think that that alone would be the right thing to do? Wouldn't you? Now, listen, I don't know that. Okay, I'll take this back. There's probably more people out there than me that have a stronger disrespect and a stronger dislike for the President of the United States based on his policies. There are probably people out there who are less tolerant of that man than I am. And to those, I would say, wouldn't you at least acknowledge if the President were to come out and make the statement after this has gone public that Snoop Dogg fired up and blazed up in the White House, wouldn't you at least have some respect for the President of the United States if he were to come out and say, that was wrong? It was disrespectful, and you will never step foot in this White House again. Wouldn't you have some respect for him for doing that? I would. And I've said it before, there are many, many opportunities where the President of the United States has the chance to stand up and be presidential, to be a leader, to actually do something that would repair his image in the eyes of the American people. If he were to do something like that, he would actually gain favor. I believe even potheads, even the people out there whose fingers are stained with Dorito dust and they got a Funyun stuffed up their nose, I think at least them, they might even say, you know what, dude, you're right. It's totally all right, man, to like blaze up in mom's basement, you know? But, dude, in the White House, that's wrong. Don't you think that still deep down there's some respect? I think so. All right, when we come back, I want to ask you, before we go to break, I'm going to throw a question out there, and if I get a response, we'll talk about it. If there is no response, then I'm not going to worry about it. But my question is, have you ever, in your travels, had your bank-issued debit card terminated or canceled because you were traveling? Have you ever had that happen? Your debit card, something like that? Oh, for security reasons, we've canceled it. Has that ever happened to you? If it has, let me know. 888-455-1360 or seth.mila at wsau.com. I'm sitting in for Jerry Bader. We'll be right back.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.